On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski here with you for the next hour. Jim was just looking at me like an idiot. I was standing by the space heater warming up for the show. Some people do vocal exercises. I huddle around the can space heater for your 10 o'clock. Good morning. Thanks for being with me. Brian Mazurowski here for the next hour. And you can reach me 803-0930 this morning. Hope everyone's having a good day today. A little bit of a cool off. It was just too hot over the past couple of days. So enjoying that. And it's not just me. I said this earlier. I have a family in the who live in Atlanta now. And I saw them yesterday. Even they were saying, too hot. Too hot in the heat. So it's not just me. And if they're complaining, I'm allowed to complain since I live here. Anyways. Thanks for hanging out. We've got lots of projects to talk about all around Western New York. And we've been talking about them this morning. Had on town supervisors in Amherst and Tonawanda to, you know, look a little bit more in depth into some of the road projects that are going on around Western New York. And there's lots of them. Last week, we talked about a forest in the city, and they're adding bike lanes there, right? The bicyclists repainted the line in the road, and it's all squiggly. It looks like I did it, you know, on the back of a bike. I think they took a bike. They were riding a Schwinn or a Huffy down the center of the road with the dual-striped rollers hanging off the back of it, and that's why it's... going all over the place, but they're totally going to repaint, redesign Forest and add bike lanes to the side. Town of Tonawanda, this morning we talked with Joe Eminger about some of their projects, and it's not just on Parker Boulevard, but all around they're trying to add some more bike lanes. You know, you look at some of the drawings of what Parker is going to look like around the roundabouts. It's not just the roundabouts. It's adding a little bit more space for pedestrians to cross. You know, you look at Parker Boulevard, you travel down Parker, it's like big enough for, it's weird. It's one of those roads where everyone gets confused. And those roads just, they drive me up a wall. Because I know what to do, no one else does. That's, I'm sure everyone else is saying the same thing. But Parker, it's big enough for like three cars. And I'm thinking, like, much of it, I feel like it doesn't really have a center lane or anything. So on parts of it, there's cars parked on the side. Well, they're going to add, it's going to be pretty clear where cars are going to be parked. And then next to that, you're going to have a bike lane and then two well-defined lanes going each way leading up to these roundabouts that they're putting in. And those bike lanes are, it looks like that's going to carry on both sides, by the way, not just one bike lane on one side, but both sides of Parker are going to have this new bike lane that's being added there. And it's not, and by the way, Delaware, that my the worst of these roads where there's no lines and or maybe there's just one center line, but the road is kind of big enough and no one knows what to do, is Delaware Street. When Delaware Avenue turns into Delaware Street in the city of Tonawanda, and you drive down there, and there's a sign. And if you know what the road signs mean, the sign shows that the two lanes of Delaware Avenue merge into one. And then people park along the road on Delaware Street. It's one road, but it's an extra wide road. And you know what you can do when someone's making a left-hand turn? You can go around them because it's one lane, but people still try and treat it like it's two lanes. Drives me up a wall when someone's driving alongside you and I'm just sitting there behind the car screaming, it's one lane, it's one lane. So I will purposefully drive in the middle of that to stop people from doing it. And somebody listening... somebody listening is going to be one of those people who I've been driving in front of saying, no, it's the other way around. But no, I'm right on this one. I swear I am. That's what everyone sounds like. But anyway, I have to be honest because that's what I like to be honest with you up front. When talking about all these road reconstruction stories, I'm happy to see it. I hate driving on bad roads. I never complained about the construction because I know what's going to happen after. Twin Cities just did this. Twin Cities Highway from about DeGraff all the way to Erie Avenue. Nice, brand new, paved road. It's a joy to drive on. You're not dodging potholes or anything like that. So I love when the road is redone. But in the sake of honesty, when I talk about these stories, and this is what I'm feeling about it, and I want to be clear before I say this, that this is nothing personal. It's nothing to the people. And I'm looking at you, Jim, when I say this, because this is, you're going to be hurt by these words. But this is nothing personal. This is just how I feel when I'm driving on these new roads. I don't get personal about it. I'm just trying to express how I feel about it. And I think a lot of people are going to be nodding their heads because I have no problem with anyone who rides a bike. And I think it's great that people ride a bike. It's great to stay active like that. You don't have to use gas that we're paying, you know, out the wazoo for. If you can do that, good for you. And I'm happy for you. But I think a lot of people are going to agree with me. When I'm behind the wheel of my car, I hate bicyclists. I hate them. Hate. I can't stand coming up on them. I don't like when I see them in the street. I get annoyed when I see them just about anywhere. I hate cyclists. I have to, like I said, nothing personal. I don't dislike you, the person riding the bike. I just hate that there is a bicyclist on the road. Can't stand it. And that's in all situations. It's on a busy road. It's on Niagara Falls Boulevard. It's on Sheridan Drive. It's down in the city on Niagara Street, even if there's a nice bike lane. It's even on side streets. Side streets. You have cars parked on the side of the streets. And then you see a bike ahead of you. And what's the first thing that you're thinking when you see that bicyclist in the road? First thing you're thinking. I know the first thing I'm thinking is, that's the first thing I'm thinking because, all right, now what's going to happen here? Now I'm going to have to give this bicyclist enough space, which means I'm going to have to basically drive on the other side of the road because there's parked cars and then there's the bicyclists. And then I'm going to have to go, oh, and here's another car coming. So now what? I'm going to have to slow down to 5 miles an hour behind the person on the bike. We're all going to have to do this dance. Oh, wait, we're all at a four-way stop. We're at a stop sign, so we're all stopping. And I don't know what the person on the bike is going to do because half the time they stop and they follow the rules of the road. And half the time we stop and that person keeps on going. And either way, it's a lose-lose if you're behind the wheel of the car because if the person stops and keeps going, then you're stuck behind them and you don't know what to do. If the person keeps going and you stop, well, guess what? You're just going to meet up with them in another 15 seconds and play this whole song and dance over again. So I hate when I'm driving when I see someone riding a bike on the road. And then you're always worried about what could happen. I've seen people on a bike on the road fall down. And then what do you do? You got to make sure you're ready to slam on the brakes. That's why I want to stay as far away from them as possible. I hate them. You know what? It's not even when I'm just in the car. I like to run around the Tonawandas, up and down the bridges, going around the city of Tonawanda, North Tonawanda, Main Street and Webster and all those areas. And sometimes you'll be on the bridge. And then there's someone riding a bike on the sidewalk. And I'm trying to run around here. It's like, no, you're supposed to be on the street. even though if you were on the street and I was on the street too, I'd be complaining and say, just get on the sidewalk or something. No matter where you are, if you're sharing the same road, path, whatever, as me, I don't like it. And, oh, here's another thing. You're down on a bike path, and yes, I know it's called a bike path for a reason. That's exactly where we want people on bicycles to be, on the bike path, away from that. But there's still just the worst, Jimmy. I'm looking right at you. I'm sorry you're my punching bag this morning. Because Jim rides his bike into work. Jim just rode his bike all across New York State. Sorry. But, it's just the worst on the bike path. You ever go down by the river on the bike path there? Mississippi Muds, Old Man River. There's the nice little band shell. Great park. I mean, when the geese aren't messing it up, it's a great park. But a great park, great to walk. There's a lot of kids in the area. You're right by the water, a lot of green space to go around and play catch. And then here comes Lance Armstrong pretending he's in the Tour de France in his tight clothing with you-know-what sticking out of the back. 20 miles an hour down the bike path as there's little kids walking around playing in the park. There's people walking all over the place because there always is, but no one ever wants to slow down. It's just I've seen people on bicycles run over little kids who are just trying to walk down the street or, learn how to ride a scooter. But no, we got to treat it like it's Tour de France. You're wearing the yellow jersey and you're going down there. And I can't say, you always got to keep your head on a swivel. It's just as dangerous as crossing Niagara Falls Boulevard by Willow Ridge. Crossing that bike path. And then I'll hear people, again, it's not personal. I like people who ride bikes. But I'll hear them talk, the bike people, when they're not on their bikes and complain about the people who are in their way while they're speeding around on their bikes. And, But listen, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. What about you? 803-0930. I have to be honest with you. It's nothing personal. It's nothing about you. It's just that if chances are, and this has a little bit of something to do with me. I'm not an avid cyclist myself. Yeah, I like riding a bike fine, but it's not something I do all the time. Maybe I'd have a different perspective if I was on a bike all the time, but I'm not. But nothing personal, just know that generally speaking, if I'm out running, if I'm out driving, if I'm in a park playing near a bike path, if I might be running on some of those bike paths, they put them over the rails and everything. And if you are on a bike, there's a good chance I hate you in that moment. Because you're always an inconvenience to everybody else. All the drivers don't like you. The people playing don't like you. The people running don't like you. How does it feel? So why do you keep doing it? And this is why I go back and forth on these bike lanes. And what do you think about these bike lanes from the cyclist perspective and from a driver's perspective? 803-0930, because on one hand, I'm thinking, okay, we keep them in their lane, literally. We make a special lane for the bicyclists to go on, and they're there, and you know where they are, and they should know what to do, and they're not a bother anymore. Or is it just a little more work on your part to try and figure out exactly how you're supposed to navigate these bike lanes? Because I don't get it most of the time. You are merging onto Niagara Street going off the 190. 190 south. Going off onto Niagara Street and you're going right off the exit. There's that bike lane right there. Now, you go into the lane, and the lane will take you so you don't cross the bike lane. But that lane wants you to immediately make a right-hand turn. No one wants to make a right-hand turn down. I think you're going to apartments, unless you live there. So then I mean, you got to cross over this bike lane that I don't think it has like dotted lines. Am I supposed to cross over? Am I going to get a ticket for crossing over it? Am I going to hit someone that I don't see? How fast is the person on a bike going? Are they like me, leisurely riding along? Or are they like Jimmy behind the glass who's trying to beat his record pace for the day? I don't know. 20 miles an hour or two? On Sweet Home Road, as you're approaching Maple, right on the intersection closest to our studio right here, there's a bike lane. And the bike lane's fine. It's on the side of the road for most of Sweet Home. But then it opens up and you have a turning lane to make a right onto Maple. And you have to cut through the bike lane. I mean, who has the right of way there? Am I making a dead stop in traffic to make sure the biker in my blind spot is, you know, going forward first? What do we do there? And consider this in Buffalo, where you once had on Main Street, in between Goodell and the 33, a four-lane road, two lanes in each direction. Well, now it's going to be one lane in each direction, a center turn lane, which I don't think I mind that much. I think that, you know, kind of keeps everyone in line, gives you a clearer picture of exactly what to do. But you're limiting the amount of lanes for cars to accommodate two bike lanes on each path or on each side. Do we really need to do that in Buffalo? If you ride your bike, are you riding all winter long? 803-0930, let's start on the phones. Debbie in Clarence. All right, Debbie, what do you think? When you see someone on a bicycle, what's going through your head?
Many, many things. I live in Clarence on off of Main Street through the new corridor they have out here. And they put in one lanes on each side, a turning lane, and two bike lanes on each lane and sidewalks. And I've seen a lot of things happen with people on bikes trying to go the right of way when the lights are green, but out here they have right turns on reds. And I saw people get hit on their bikes when they were coming west through the green lights, and people were making right on reds right in front of them. Didn't even look. They don't even look.
Debbie,
I find they are very dangerous.
Debbie, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. And it's this. We've talked to the Go Bike people. We've had them in the studio. Nice guys. We've had them in studio before. Again, nothing personal. But it's one of the things that annoys me the most about cyclists is, all right, you're in the road. If you're in the road and you want to ride your bike in the road, all right, you follow the rules of the road. You don't follow the rules of the road and then say, which I've heard them say, well, at a stop sign, we don't really have to stop. We can just kind of roll through. No, that's not how it works. You're either following the rules or you're not. Jill, you're on WBEN. All right, Jill, what do you say?
So I ride my bike, but I also, and I'm not going to use the strong word of hate, am very cyclists that are, I live in the Boston Hills, so very hilly, obviously, Boston Hills, and you can't see the cyclists, and they don't seem to really pay attention to somebody coming up behind them, and they'll be halfway over the road, and you're going over a hill, you don't know if somebody's coming the other way, so to me, that's very dangerous. I literally take my bike into the village of Hamburg to ride it, so I feel a little safer. Although you don't like those people either, but that's okay. But I follow the rules, stop at the stop signs, definitely. I see both sides of it. Definitely see both sides. I think you shouldn't be so paranoid, though, about those people on the side streets. They're probably okay.
All right, Jill, thanks for the call. Now, you mentioned, you know, yeah, I don't, I admit a lot of this is a me problem, you know. The people on bikes have every, you know, right to the road, just like I do. I just hate it. And I will give the cyclists some credit. that whenever they talk, it seems like the end goal, but it's kind of unrealistic, is to make basically a separate area. They don't want to be on the street at all, and they don't want to be on the sidewalk. But, you know, that being said, what do they want? A whole separate road system just for the bicycles. I mean, would you like me to enclose the entire road system too, because we live in Buffalo? But what do you think? You know, again, nothing personal. Jimmy, I'm sorry, but every time I see a bike in the road, I just, it ups the anxiety level in the car 100%. 803-0930 to join me, Brian Mazurowski here on WBE.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Again. All right, that's right. It is Brian Mazurowski here on WBEN, hanging out with you until about 10 o'clock or so. And look, I'm just being honest with you. I see all these stories about new road projects, what they're going to look like. All of them include some sort of bike lane or something like that. It's all making it better for bicyclists. And listen, I'm just telling the truth. It's nothing personal. I like granola too. But I just hate bikes. I just hate bicyclists on the road. I hate it when I see it's always a hassle. So what about you? 803-0930. Am I being outrageous? Is this too much? I feel like most of you kind of feel the same way, too. If you're behind the wheel, you see a bike, it's going through your head. 803-0930. We'll go to the phones. Jamie and Clarence. Jamie, is this Jamie Dussing?
Yes, it is, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Great, great. Great topic. I love to talk roads and bicycles. As much as I support the cause, are somewhat of a problem in the town of Clarence.
So,
and have been for many years on the bike paths and the roads, like you're discussing.
All right, when you say problems, what exactly do you mean? My biggest problem is that there seems to be no real rules regarding bikes. Now, there's the rules of the road for when you're in your car, but when you're on a bike, everyone seems to follow something different.
Well, to my knowledge, the rules of the road are the same for bicyclists as they are for motorists. The traffic control devices still need to be adhered to. I don't think speed limits come into play, but certainly the rules, the general rules of the road that we all learn in driver's ed when we're 16 or 17 years old, come into play for bicyclists. And the majority of the bicyclists that I see on the road on a day-to-day basis are very mature individuals that look like they should know better. But from what I have seen, and certainly within the last 24 hours, maintain an utter disregard for traffic control devices. They don't stop at stop signs in order to keep in the pack that they're traveling with. And it's very frustrating. I deal with many phone calls on a daily basis, even one from my own father who likes to walk the bike trails in the town of Clarence, and listen to WBN on his 1985 Walkman, but he has bicyclists blow by him at a high rate of speed, basically cross-training on a recreation trail slash bike path that we have in the town of Clarence. It's a problem.
I like that Walkman still. My phone, like after 3 years, nothing, but the Walkman from the 80s will still work. I like what you're saying there, even though it's a, you know, quote-unquote bike path. There does have to be some common sense there, right? I mean, you're not Lance Armstrong.
Correct. Like I said, I think it's some level of cross-training in many cases. There's a lot of bicycle clubs that I've even been on their rides. I've been involved with the Ride for Roswell. I know on Saturday mornings in Clarence, we have a market ride group that really does, you know, they have a team leader and they stop at stop signs and they do a good job. I'm not against bicyclists. I just think that we all need to adhere to the rules that are put forth. For the safety of everybody. And it's not right for them to harass people on the bike path, and they should be stopping at stop signs. Because I think that, obviously, when there is an accident between a bicycle and a car, I think, A, the bicyclist is going to lose, and B, the car is probably going to be at fault. And it's very frustrating. People call and they say we need to put a speed limit on the bike path. We need to paint lines down the bike path. You know, you just can't legislate common sense that these people should be using, and they're not.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie, thanks for the call, and thanks for the listen from a guy who knows a few things, Jamie Dussing, out in Clarence, talking about the bike path and the streets, too, over there, highway superintendent there. When it comes to the common sense, I mentioned in the area of the bike path in Tonawanda by the river. And you're right there, Mississippi Muds, Old Man River, right there. It's a very crowded area. There's the park. They have events going on. There's a lot of little kids playing. Now, I was talking with Jimmy about this. It's a very popular area for bikes to ride through. It's part of a much larger bike path throughout Western New York. But when I drive down River Road in that area, I mean, as soon as I'm hitting the police station, you know, if I'm coming from that direction, coming from, NT and where the two towns meet, the Canal Fest area, as soon as I hit that area, I'm slowing down because I know that there's going to be kids, families, anybody crossing the street. I know that it's a congested area. There's a lot to watch out for. There's bikes, there's parked cars, there's people trying to open doors, things like that. I know there's, so I go slower in that area. I just would expect the same from the people on the bike path. Just, hey, a little common sense here. You're going into an area that has a lot of people around there. They're very likely you're going to come across people going back and forth, running across the bike path because it's in the middle of a very busy park. Why don't we slow it down in this area? Not try and set the land speed record. Paul is in North Tonawanda. I'm sure you know the area I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. I got a couple of things that, I run up Niagara Street to the bike path up there, right? Basically, we have a lot of parked cars on Niagara Street. They pretty much force the bike rider to get it into the farther lane. So now you could get whacked by a car, or you could make an attempt to ride the sidewalks. The sidewalks are all chewed up. They're all broke. I'm wondering, if down the road, maybe we could change these sidewalks to make them into bike paths. If you have a narrow road and you have to ride on a narrow road, maybe we just have parking on one side and not on both sides.
There's an idea. I don't hate that idea, Paul, parking on one side and not both sides. You mentioned turn the sidewalk into a bike path. Where do people who walk and run go?
You can walk on a bike path, and you can run on a bike path. These sidewalks are all chewed up. They're all broken half the time. People walk in the streets because they don't want to walk on the sidewalks because they're messed up. I got another issue with these yield signs everywhere. They're a waste of taxpayer money. Get real stop signs out there instead of these yield signs. I almost got run over a couple times by people not yielding to the yield signs. If you have a stop sign at these different areas, like over by Sweeney there, there's a couple areas, they all got these yield signs. They don't mean much at all because people blow through them like crazy. I wonder what you think about that.
Paul, I would agree with you on that. And like I said, look, not 100% of what I say is going to be right. And for sure, and people behind the wheel are not always in the right on this. There's a lot of cars who just don't know what yield means. I talked about this last week. Right now, treat a broken traffic light like a four-way stop. Well, first you're going to have to re-explain to people what to do at a four-way stop because no one seems to know that either. So it's not like people behind cars are completely innocent on this. It's just, what do you do about those annoying bikes. Sorry. I like you. I admire you if you're riding a bike. I wish I could do it to work every day. And getting the exercise in, back and forth,
saving money on gas. I want that to be me someday. But when I'm behind the wheel, ugh. Yeah, just the worst. Someone on our text board, when's the last time you ever saw a policeman pull over a bicyclist for a traffic infraction? They say never. Well, let me direct you north of the border to this story from over the weekend. A police officer in the Toronto High Park area was doing their job ticketing cyclists for not following traffic rules. But guess what? I'm not sure that this is going to happen ever again, because that person who was handing out tickets to cyclists for not following traffic rules, the Toronto police officer in their police car, ended up hitting a cyclist in the bike lane. So, yeah, I think that's the end of that. Happened about a week ago at High Park, outside of the Toronto area, up north of the border in Canada. Let's go over to Shane. Shane, you're on WBEN. All right, what do you think when you see a person on a bicycle in the middle of the road?
My thunder with your intro, because I was going to say the enforcement. Just like you have mentioned earlier, when the bicyclist, I got a green light, I'm going straight, and it's actually on Parker. I'm glad they're going to have those four ways or the roundabouts come in, because this turned into like a highway darn near. But yeah, the bicyclists do not stop when they have a red light. I totally agree with what you're saying, and I ride a bike too, and I have the bike path like four doors down from where I live, and I get a lot of bike traffic. I'm all for the bikes. I think it's a great exercise. I just don't think that the people riding the bikes are informed about the laws. They don't know the laws. And the ticketing thing would be, hey, give me your license. How are you going to ticket people? I just don't think there's enforcement. And that's why we have the problems that are coming about. There's no sort of, and you say you can't regulate everything, that's fine, but maybe during our license test or whenever we get our license, we at least go over some of those things. Yeah, I understand people aren't going to know what to do at four-way stops, as you remembered, but we could put the information out there. Maybe on these slow rolls. I think when people go on the slow rolls as well, you just have everyone has to yield to you like you're a parade. But the people who only go on them and then they go out in public think that those are the rules when they're riding their bikes in the public. So, you know, the people who are out there and putting on different bike theme things, if they could go over like the rules, that would probably be, hey, this is what we're doing now, but in the future, when you're riding your bike on the road, any type of education for the bike riders, I think, is beneficial. And just like when we're car drivers and there's motorcycles on the road, we have to be extra aware as a driver of a car that people don't always follow the rules. You know, like the little kids running out, it's tough, but yeah.
Yeah, hey, Shane, appreciate the call, and I agree, you know, people driving cars don't know the rules of the road and they have to take a class. So, you know, am I going to expect everyone on a bike on the street or a bike path or wherever you might be to know the rules when, you know, who's teaching it to you? You know, where do you see it? So, hey, I agree with the point, Shane. On our text board, someone's saying in Montreal, almost a million bicyclists and they have no issues, according to the text board. I highly doubt they have no issues. But I wouldn't be surprised if it is not an issue like it is here. There's something about, I feel like it's a uniquely us thing. Like just nobody knows what they're doing on the road, no matter what type of vehicle you're in. You ever go down to Mexico and drive or ride in the passenger seat there? There's like a bajillion cars on the road. They're all going like 90 miles an hour and no one hits anybody. Like that's the way you should drive. Can never do that here. Diane in Lockport, now you're on WBEN. How's it going this morning, Diane?
Oh, great. Thanks.
Uh-oh. I hope I didn't do that. Diane, if you're still listening, call back. We lost you there. We'll go to Drew. Drew in Lackawanna. All right, Drew. You see a bike on the road. You're behind the wheel. What's going through your head?
Well, I grew up. So, first and foremost, I grew up in Lackawanna, and my whole life, like childhood, we drove on the sidewalk. We were never taught to drive on the road, and you know, whatever, the, you know, you see these guys weaving in and out of traffic, and it's like, that was never even thought of.
Ed?
You still with me, Drew?
All
right, well, something happened there. Some bad phone luck over here. No, I just, look, I'm being honest here. I see it. And I told you, it doesn't matter. It could be on a busy road. It could be on a fast road, a slow road. It could be on a side street. Side streets, I think, are the worst. We have a bunch of stop signs. You're only going like 30 miles an hour. But say you have cars parked on both sides of the road. Someone riding a bike. And you got two cars about to come. And then it's this whole song and dance. Just not a fan. All right, Rob in Lockport. Rob, you see that bike. You're behind the wheel. What's going through your head?
I'm going to talk about being on a Lockport bike path. And your phone, the phone's cutting out. It's not mine. You must be. So I'll talk
real quick.
Don't doubt
that, Rob.
I'm out for exercise. I'm going 15 miles an hour on the bike, but I'm careful. And I walk. I got home. I'm real handy at making things. I was going to put a rearview mirror on my bike because somebody coming up behind you, you don't always stay in the right lane, and that could hurt you. And then so what happened? I didn't get the right size mirror, and next day I'm walking. And this guy comes flying by me, and I yelled at him. I says, geez, thank you for letting me know you were coming up behind me. All the bikers have to do on the canal walk or anywhere on a bike path is just say, I'm coming up on your left, but they don't always do it. You know, hey, you know, you get hit by a bike at 15 miles an hour. It's going to hurt for a while.
Rob, can I add something to that?
Yeah.
If you're on a bike, you need to slow down just a little bit. You can't expect to say that and keep your speed.
Right, yeah.
I think that's a simple ask, and thanks for the call. I think that's pretty simple. We'll go to Chapman. You're on WBEN. All right. What do you think? You're out in Lancaster. You got some bike lanes there.
Yeah, well, it seems that they wanted to jump on board with this whole obsession with bike lanes and all that, because we do have our bike paths that go through the wooded areas and all that, but that wasn't enough. They ended up having to go and take a perfectly good thoroughfare that gets really busy in the mornings when everyone's on the way to school or school or work or whatever. Everything goes smoothly. And then they ended up going and taking it and made it one lane in each direction, put a double-wide bike lane on each side. And on the one side, they took another section of the lane and just made it neutral space. So they wasted about a good 3 or 4 foot wide section of the street there that's not used for anything. And that's what they ended up doing with Central Avenue between Walden and Broadway.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not just in Lancaster. Thanks for the call. You see it everywhere. I mean, the bike lanes are being added. Anytime there's a new street project, and it's in, you know, we were talking about today, Buffalo, we were talking about last week, Forest, adding these bike lanes. We were talking about Main Street today, and they're adding bike lanes. Here's the thing about this Main Street between Goodell and the 33. I haven't seen the photo of what it's going to look like, but according to the congressman, Brian Higgins, he said it will include raised cycle tracks for bike travel. So maybe that's exactly what you need. You know, you redo this road and a raised cycle track. What does that mean? I don't know. I can't see it right now. But does that keep them off the road? I hope so. I mean, that would be nice. But, you know, Parker Boulevard and Tonawanda, these bike paths that go right along the side of the road. And I will say this. You know, I said my share about the bicyclists this morning. Don't like them. Sorry. I like you. I just, not when you're on a bike. But I will say this. They add all these bike lanes, and you know what the good thing is? I mean, at least there's not a person on a bicycle in the bike lane. I mean, come on. When's the last time you've seen a person on a bike in the bike lane? You never see it. It's like every once in a while, there's like 3 months out of the year, you have to worry about people on their bikes in certain areas of Western New York, and you know where they are. But generally speaking, You never see anybody on a bike. Most areas of Western New York, between the months of November and March. You see anyone using these bike lanes? I don't, so yeah, you don't have to worry about it. So there's a silver lining of everything. You know, we make bike lanes might act as, actually as a bike deterrent because you know, you never see anybody really on them. You know, thanks for letting me vent. Like I said, I'm honest. If you are on a bicycle right now, listen. I love you. I admire you. I wish it was me on the bike. They won't let me take the bike on the 290. It would take actually, it probably wouldn't be that long for me to ride a bike into work. Take it down Maple into here. It wouldn't be that bad, maybe. But, man, there's got to be a better way to share the road. If you think of it, let me know. I'll be back here tomorrow. Brian Mazurowski on WBEN.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.